N4ZLK, KP2HI.
You like him. You talked to him for a long time. N4ZLK.
Yeah, I do have some friends that actually like me. So, yeah, we were chit-chatting on the phone. I just had to break your chops. He was laughing his head off. I am in the vicinity of Pleasantburg Road and Wade Hampton here, so I don't know. My signal might be a little fluky.
So far, I hope you're doing well. You out picking up supplies for your the next job?
Next job.
Very good, very good. I'm just running a few errands, picking up last few details for a project I'm working on, finally getting it finished up.
Most excellent. Most excellent. Yeah, I fixed up the first people there. I got them all up and running. This one is an estimate for a replacement, so I had to catch him between phone meetings. He works out of the house.
For it. Doesn't seem to be too terribly hot out there.
A little break this week with the rain and the heat and everything. So anyway, let me let you go, Shane. I'm going to be making a left here in just a minute, and I will catch you later.
Have a good day. Hope it goes well. KB2HXS, N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, have a good day. Good talking with you, KB2HXS.
Okay, and Gerald TR.
Oh, TR, N4ZLK. Good morning, Tom.
Shane, there's to be a pretty beautiful day out there so far. 79 degrees here, but it feels like 86 with 82% humidity. Nothing on the agenda today. I went out and trimmed some dead flowers off of the roses, and we're just finishing up breakfast here. Just had a little cereal this morning. Bernice's knee is really acting up, so gotta go get that checked out tomorrow morning, and we'll hope it's her knee and not her back. But if it's her knee, well, she can get a new store-bought knee, but her back, they don't hardly manufacture those.
Sorry to hear that about Bernice. I hope it heals quickly. Hope they can find out what it is. And I thought I'd heard you talking, I think it might have been to Patrick. I was out in the garage working and wasn't paying attention. I had the radio, the HT out there, and heard it in the background, and I was wondering if you were back and forth from the hospital. She wasn't in the hospital, was she?
No, not at all. I went down, had an appointment at the VA yesterday, and she went with me, but she had a walker, and she tried going in with the cane, and this gentleman at the door, a security officer, and another really nice lady sitting there, ran in and got her a wheelchair. And but she's doing a little better today on this walker. And very highly irregular for her to be down, I'll tell you.
And I know that, I understand that, and I hope she gets well soon. Yeah, I think I heard walker and appointment, and while I was doing stuff, and I was going to ask you about her. I've been off this week working around the house. I haven't been on the radio much. But I hope everything goes well. Hope they can get her all fixed up and back to tending the chickens and spoiling you.
She better heal up. We're getting lower on oatmeal cookies here, and we're running out of strudel. And I think there's only one piece of that left. I'll starve to death.
It is. I fumble around in the kitchen, too, so that Beth doesn't let me do stuff. That way, I don't have to make my own meals.
Enjoy it. Upstairs, so I haven't been able to holler at you. I miss that. And then last night when I thought of it, I thought, well, she ain't no work on Wednesday.
Good remembering, Tom. Yeah, I got in on the net a couple nights. Last night, I got in at the last minute. Beth and I were watching something, and she was having trouble falling asleep. She has to get up early on Thursday mornings, and she was having trouble falling asleep, so I watched a little bit with her and didn't get into the net. I think I might have been almost one of the last check-ins last night. So that's the first time I got on the radio.
Well, I feel sorry for Patrick. He had a major breakdown there yesterday or day before, and I've been talking to him about that. I love his insight on these engines and stuff because it's not my forte, but I do have some electronic background in things. And did he tell you about that?
Talk to Patrick. I called him the other night after that, and he must have signed off. I think it was Tuesday night. But I did hear him mention something about his truck yesterday when he was talking to you as well. So I was hoping I wasn't conflating Miss Bernice and hospital and Patrick's truck and putting them all together. But I was working on a project and really not only paying half attention to it.
There's a heater that's shorted out that is in the... He described it like the spacer between a carburetor plate, you know, and the engine. And there's a heater goes in there on that big truck. Well, it's shorted out, and that caused the alternator to draw, I think draws about 200 amps, but it's 185 amp alternator, something like that. But the batteries, there's two batteries, and they back that up. Well, the batteries are getting old, and they failed. So the alternator burned out, and that intake preheater, which turns on if the ambient temperature gets so low, because you know very well that diesels operate on compression, and heated air is better there to get started. And it failed too, so you're looking at a pretty good chunk of money there. Back to you, Shane.
Okay, well, I hate to hear that. Seems like it all kind of goes at once. I've got a little bit of a leak in my coolant. Patrick actually told me it's probably a water pump that's leaking just a little bit or weeping. And then all of a sudden my power steering pump started leaking. So I actually called a mechanic just a little bit ago. I'm going to take it in and have him do a two-for-one. He'll do them both while it's in there.
Wait, Shane.
F-250.
Things do wear out, just like our bodies, unfortunately. Well, what project you working on?
Back last year before Christmas, my wife said, hey, for a Christmas gift for Winter and Valley, which are my oldest son's little daughters, said you could make them some bunk beds. And I said, all right, well, it's not going to make it by Christmas because it's only 2 months away and I'm not going to slap something together. So I think I sent you a picture of them. I'm just about done. Got a few more items and then I'm going to put a finish on it. I should be able to finish it by this week.
It's awesome that you can do that. I love woodworking. The grandson the family, they went to visit a friend that her husband has cancer up in Kansas, and it's your lifelong friend. And matter of fact, she's a master electrician, runs her own business, but her husband's very sick, so Amy and the family went up there to visit them, and they stayed out on the farm that my nephew owns in Kansas, and the one from Boston. And Bernice said something. I got sidetracked here, Shane. They had a good time up there. Dad Bernie, I don't know where my memory thought went. I lost it. But I wanted to tell you, Beans, your son it flies one of those bones. There's a Rio in it, anyway, something like that. I love to see those things. My nephew that flies 787s called yesterday and talked to us quite a while. And he was down in Dallas. He'd been flying out of Philadelphia, but he was finally promoted to captain on the 787s. That'd be quite a responsibility, wouldn't it?
I think congratulations. That's a good deal. Did I send you pictures that my son sent me of the B-1? If I didn't, let me know. I'll send them to you. But he's actually now working with RPAs, remotely piloted aircraft. And I don't know exactly what he does. And he just went through a weapons training school for that. Kind of like the top gun school for the Navy. It was for the Air Force. And now he's an instructor. And he probably will be doing some traveling around doing that. But I'm sorry about your daughter's friend there. I did see the email you sent me the other day about your daughter there at GE. Congratulations on that. It looks like she's doing well. And I know you're very proud of her. I'm gonna listen out for your final, and then I'm here where I'm going. So N4ZFK, Tom, go ahead.
He's flown for American Airlines for 34 years now, and he's only got 2 years and 2 months to go. And he said he had to move up to Philadelphia for a while and fly out of there. Of course, they just did head up there from Dallas and then come back home. But the funny thing was, when he first bid on that captain's job, I guess, or they promoted him, I don't know how that works, he said, I didn't have enough seniority to hold the captain's job in Dallas at the time, with 34 years of seniority, Shane. And they make him retire at 65. Wow, there's a lot of older pilots flying out there. And yes, you did send me that pictures of the bone. And I also immediately went and watched a YouTube on it. What a fantastic plane. And also those remote piloted vehicles. Those stations and the uplinks and all of that, just incredible that he's getting to do that kind of thing. Steve said he might have the rest of the month off because right now there was no flights that he could grab going out of Dallas. That's why he stayed a co-pilot so long. He had so much seniority. He could bid anything he wants and go anywhere he wants. And his wife has worked for them for many, many years as a flight attendant. But she just had a heart transplant. So she's doing fine, but now she's going to retire. And he'll retire in a couple years. What a wonderful life. Take care, Shane. Have a good day. In 4ZLK.
As always, N4 is at LK.